Did you think you'd be hearing a holiday ad this early? Beat the rush with Minted, your destination for unique holiday cards, gifts, and seasonal decor from independent artists. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your order.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now I am surrounded by absolutely delicious food because I'm joined by Nevin Maguire, who is an award-winning celebrity chef, columnist and author from Black Lion in County Cavan, and of course McNeighan House, his wonderful restaurant. Nevin, how are you?
Good morning, welcome. Lovely to see you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Your new book, which yes. I have been going through, is called Eat Out at Home.
Yeah.
Interesting philosophy behind this book.
Yeah, I suppose we were thinking about, you know, you're always looking for new ideas for new cookbooks, and what we found in the cookery school, so it's just beside the restaurant, two of the most popular classes are Cooking for Family and Friends and Entertain and Made Easy. And we said, you know, more and more people are cooking at home, entertaining. They might be going out as much, and I'm a restaurateur, so I want them to come out to restaurants, obviously. But there is definitely a move to eating and celebrating. And for me, it's about creating food memories at home.
But isn't it also that people, when they go out to a restaurant now, I mean, they're paying decent money yes. for food. But therefore, they're saying, well, could I not do this at home? Or is it too hard to do it at home?
Well, people always say, like, well, we in the restaurant, you know, do you cook this food at home? You must be joking. There's 10 chefs in our kitchen. I don't do any. You might do little elements at home.
Yeah.
So we kind of broke it down to if you're cooking for large groups, if you're in the book, if you're something to throw together. And it's a modern way of eating, Pat. Small plates, large plates. It's just, people love that kind of graze. And coming up to Christmas when you're entertaining, there's something in it for everyone. And there's lots of beautiful new recipes. I bought in some here, which we'll talk about in a minute. But I think people just want to know what they can make ahead, be prepared. We call that mise en place in the kitchen. But to enjoy the whole entertaining with their family and friends.
Is not that one of the problems that you'd be slaving over the hot stove and your guests are getting plastered inside in the living room and you're not enjoying it at all?
No, that's not what we want, because they only want the time to be with you and to spend it and to enjoy it. Have delicious food, but what you can make ahead. So there's lots of tips and tricks that you can make ahead. And for me, if you're entertaining, it's not too complicated. Keep it simple. Make as much as you can ahead. Assemble at the last minute. There's lots of recipes here that I've done. And that can be just put together. Like, this is a beautiful, it's kind of like a, it's a little ragu of beef, so it is. And there's cinnamon in it, which is quite unusual in mince, so it is. So it's delicious. There's really good tomatoes, Pat. And this
and
would be like a mac
difficult
and cheese.
Is that to make?
Not. It took about maybe cook low and slow. We were talking about slow yeah. cookers. This could be put into the slow cooker. Beautiful. It took about maybe 2 hours, so it melts in the mouth. I cooked off a little bit of onion, garlic, obviously. That's the foundation.
Yeah.
Really good tomatoes. The San Marzano are reckoned to be the best because they're sweet, low in acidity, but absolutely beautiful and sweet flavour.
So the actual prep is quick.
That's it.
And then you can let the slow cooker do the rest.
Let it, and you can make this ahead. Then you can cook a big pot of pasta. Oh, I've got to say, I put red wine. I had now oregano. Oregano was in the recipe, but I used some basil. So you can always tweak a recipe. You know, recipes are there for guidelines. People follow them religiously. But if you don't have a herb, you can get another herb. You could have used rosemary in that. But this will keep for about 4 to 5 days and in your fridge. And then what you do, Pat, you cook a big pot of pasta, rigatoni, which is a nice kind of a tube pasta. And then you mix that all together with this, some white sauce, a little bit of cheese. And you have a gorgeous kind of Greek-style Moroccan beef.
Yeah. I saw on one of those MasterChef programs, I think, where the injunction was, you don't add your sauce to the pasta. You add your pasta to the sauce.
That's it. That is it.
That enhances the flavour. And
you see, if you get a pasta, there's a pasta called bronze dye. So what that means is, it's not that, I used to think, what is that? It's a plate that they push the pasta through. And it's a region outside Naples, which is famous for it. They have the PGI logo and it catches the sauce. So those kind of little kind of lines in the outside of the pasta, they will catch that beautiful beef ragu. And you could do this, you know, coming up to, turkey mince is very good, very lean. But this is 10% fat, which is great. And Irish beef should be the best in the world.
Looking at the way the book is divided, you've got small plates
and
these, as you say, a lot of people, they will just do that and have a lot of small plates. Then there's the big plates, the big main courses, as
like
it were.
Platter style.
Then the side plates, the accompaniments and sweet things, which of course I went to first.
You're like me.
I do like sweet things.
And so
you've just
I.
passed me a madeleine. Tell me about those madeleines.
There's a lovely story to this. So I worked with this chef, Leah Leinster, in Luxembourg in a wee village called Frisange when I was about 21. She's the only woman to win the best cook in the world called the Bocuse d'Or. And she has a Michelin star restaurant. So I thank her in the book. This is her recipe. So Pat, what you're tasting is some brown butter. Your brown butter is called a beurre noisette. So it's a nut butter. And then you mix that with some egg whites, some icing sugar, plain flour and ground almonds. And you beat that all together. together. A fabulous topping for mince pies, even for a Bakewell tart, and it's delicious. And what you're tasting is that brown butter. So we make these in the restaurant every morning after our guests have breakfast. These are freshly baked. My thanks to Marie and the team, but they're delicious, aren't they? And they're like they're like a little kind of French pastry, but it's her recipe, and that beurre noisette. You can put orange zest into it, you can put mixed spice into it, you can mix it up. And the great thing is this mixture will keep for 2 to 3 weeks unbaked, which is fantastic.
Which is absolutely fantastic. Now, you've got something which I always associate with maybe a Victorian feeling, and that is posset.
You've got
lemon posset with passion fruit.
It's the most simple dessert. It's a reaction of cream and lemon juice. And traditionally, it's an English pudding. So it's cream, full-fat cream. You can use double cream. You bring it to the boil. You added some sugar. Now, my twist on it, so there's always lemon zest and juice, and it's a reaction of the lemon juice that sets the cream. So there's no eggs, no gelatine. Fat into that, I put passion fruit seeds and vanilla. And it's a foolproof dessert. We do it in the cookery school. We have it on as a pre-dessert at the minute with a tiny mixed berry trifle. And it's so delicious and light. And coming up to, if you're entertaining or Christmas, I know we're in the Christmas mode, but it's a lovely light alternative dessert. And if someone has an egg allergy, you can do it like that. It's beautiful. So it is.
A Victoria sponge, we all know what that is, but you've got a twist on it.
Rhubarb,
lemon curd and cream.
It's so good.
Because
so,
you've got sweet and sour.
Yes, and you've got lovely acidity from the rhubarb. And it's a rhubarb yogurt that I put into it. And it's a fantastic producer down at Wexford, Killowen Farm, that make the most gorgeous.
Yeah,
they
are
wonderful.
I
and they use Irish rhubarb. So that goes into it. It keeps it really moist. And is there anything nicer or not nicer than a beautiful Victoria sponge that is freshly done? And the lemon curd, you can get beautiful. Like lemon curd to make is a lot of work. But you can get lovely Irish-made lemon curd. There's one called Full On Foods who make the most beautiful one for Simply Better. And it's gorgeous, tangy, sweet. It's done with Sicilian lemons, free-range egg, sugar. So it takes the hassle out of making the lemon curd. You make the sponge, the Victoria sponge.
Did you think you'd be hearing a holiday ad this early? We know, it's early. But planning ahead is essential before heading into one of the busiest seasons of the year. Beat the rush with Minted, a curated marketplace to discover unique Christmas and holiday cards, gifts, and seasonal decor from artists and makers around the world. Whether it's sharing family milestones on your holiday card, the feeling of finding the perfect present, or decorating your home for cozy gatherings ahead, the holidays are about embracing connection with your people. Bring your traditions to life with independent art and design this holiday season. Use code PODCAST for 20% off Minted holiday cards and gifts.
And enjoy it.
Now, I'm looking at your main courses and they do look like the stuff off a high-class menu. And people are saying, how could I possibly do that at home? Chateaubriand with béarnaise sauce.
Well,
another one, crispy porchetta with fennel and herbs. There's another
that's the shoulder of pork, which is great value, and it's these lesser used cuts. Like your butcher will bone and roll it. There's some herbs in that. Tie it up, slowly roast it. It's a fancy name for slow roasted pork shoulder, to be honest with you. The Chateaubriand is what we call a centre cut fillet steak, and if you're cooking for family and friends, you can sear it off, finish it in the oven. The béarnaise sauce, it's not as difficult as you think to make, and it's lovely and light. It's infused some vinegar with a touch of shallots, a little bit of tarragon, lots of lovely Irish butter, like our madeleines in that.
Now you have some fish recipes, hake and plaice and so on. A lot of people are scared of cooking fish because if you cook it too much, and it might be only an extra minute,
I know,
and the fish is ruined.
You know, one thing I've noticed is that more and more people are embracing fish and eating fish. And hake, you interesting you said about hake. It's plentiful, it's sustainable, it's a beautiful fish. It's the most highly prized fish in Spain, in the Basque region. They love it. And so I've that done with a simple red pepper. It's roasted red pepper sauce. You pan fry the hake, and it's just so simple. You can serve it with some roasted vegetables, maybe a little bit of rice with that, or baby potatoes. There's a lovely recipe for crushed baby potatoes, Pat, which instead of a roast potato, you get baby potatoes, cook them for about maybe 8 to 10 minutes. Then you crush them with a potato masher with the skins on, garlic, rosemary, olive oil, which is beautiful, salt in the oven. And it's gorgeous. It's so nice for that sort of thing.
Now, there's something, I'm not even sure how to say this, Italian stuffed conchiglione.
Conchiglione is a big, and I didn't know what it was until about maybe 10 years ago. It's a big shell of a pasta.
Yeah.
And you can stuff it with the mince that I spoke about. You can stuff it with some mozzarella, some tomatoes. You can have a vegetarian twist on it, what I mean like that. Aubergines, courgettes, all that kind of thing. And conchiglione is, it's a big shell. It's about the size of probably the palm of your hand. And what's lovely about it, again, it's the bronze dye that catches that sauce, the tomato sauce, a little bit of mozzarella. You can put pesto into it. But you par cook it and then you put it onto a tray. What that means, you kind of cook it until it's very much undercooked. And then you put it into a tray like an oven-proof dish. And then into the oven, you can put the mince meats, cheese, tomato sauce. So it's a one-pan dinner, which is fantastic.
Now, the book is fabulous. It's published by Gill Books. The photographs are wonderful because I think that's half the battle.
Like it is.
And you know, if you see it, you can maybe make it or
well, it inspires
to make
you.
It.
And you know, that's so kind of you because, you know, Sally Dunn was the food stylist, Gillian Buckley was the photographer. That's a huge amount of work. So it probably takes about 6 to 8 months to write a book. You have your subnotches and then you kind of narrow it down to 100 recipes. But we're always thinking, can people make this at home? What they can make ahead? And what's different to this book and any of my other books, we've given you kind of timetables, also what's in season and then what you can be put together, what you can make ahead. And I suppose seasonality is something that's a bit lost in food too, Pat. You'd agree with that too.
I absolutely do. But of course, many of the greengrocers, you know, you go in and people, you hear them giving out, you have no strawberries, what? You know, it's December. You have no strawberries.
Buy frozen Irish ones is my motto. But I agree because, I mean, like, you could get strawberries from Morocco or Spain or even Egypt. And they look lovely. They taste nothing.
They're big and they have no taste.
I agree. We have the best fruit when it's in season. So that's about kind of resetting people's minds to what's in season because, you know, this time of year you need pears or apples, different things like that. So that's so important. Like, I made you a lovely kind of chocolate mousse. Actually, I lie. My daughter made it for you. My daughter's 12, Lucia. So this is a really lovely chocolate mousse and it's some eggs lightly whisked into what we call a sabayon, Pat. So what you do is put it into a bowl, 4 eggs, some Cool Swan, which is an Irish cream liqueur. You whisk that until it's light and fluffy and that will cook out the alcohol. Then you melt some good chocolate and it's 70% chocolate that we have here. So I'll give you a wee spoon. You can have a little taste while I'm talking to the recipe. In goes whipped cream into this. So it's a really foolproof. There's no gelatine. It's a lovely light mousse, room temperature. Mm. It'll keep for 3 to 4 days in your fridge. It probably won't last that long.
That is divine.
I made the plain one for my daughter without the Cool Swan, obviously, and I put some caramel and orange caramel over it. You just got a little bit of crepe. Isn't it nice? Mm. Yeah, and light and not heavy. And even I've done it in a wee jar that was purely just to bring it into the show, but you could do it in a lovely fancy martini glass so you can impress your guests.
That's absolutely divine. Now, you wear so many hats. I mean, you work for Dunn Stores and you're in charge of selecting their very best produce, which are branded. You run McNean House and you bring out books every so often and you travel to places like Portugal and find wonderful recipes there.
Haven't I the best job in the world, Pat? Isn't
that the best job?
You're going to tell
there isn't enough time.
Do you know what? I love what I do and it's about having a good team. So we'll talk about Black Lion. We have 60 staff there. My head chef, Carmel, she's with me 22 years. We have 13 chefs, in the kitchen. So it's all about a good team. And then with Dunn Stores, I'm with them 10 years. So my role as a Simply Better ambassador is to come up with recipes. We taste all the products for Simply Better. And it's been an amazing journey.
You even check out utensils.
Oh, absolutely.
That they source for their kitchenware department.
Margaret Heffernan approached me and said, you know, would you be interested in doing a cookware range? And she said, if it's not good enough for you to use in your school and your kitchen, we won't be selling it. Simple as that. So that was brilliant. Got to be quality, affordable. More and more people are cooking at home and enjoying it. And I suppose when I started cooking now, I'm 51, like the Irish palate has changed, Pat. Mm. Definitely. It's become more sophisticated. And I think we're much better cooks than we give ourselves credit for. In the cookery school, something I've noticed over the last few years, probably 2 years, 3 years, it's nearly 50-50 men and women, which is interesting. 10 years ago when I opened the school, it definitely wasn't. So a lot more men are coming, which is great to see.
Well, at the launch of your book, you talked about your own frustration that you didn't get into the college of your choice and you ended up going, where was it, to Enniskillen?
Enniskillen, yeah. And things happen for a reason. And I mean, like, you know, I was my two actually lecturers were at the book launch. They were so good to me. I was the first boy in my school to do home economics. And I think home economics is one of the best subjects. Every young person should do it. It's life skills. For me as a chef, as a dad, I want my kids to enjoy food. They're certainly eating it, but to be able to cook, it's the greatest gift. Will my kids be chefs? I don't know. They're only 12. I'd love them to be. But I think it's one
hopefully
of the most
they'll be chefs for their families
comes. Because we all have to cook and eat every day. And when you cook from scratch, you know what goes into your food. And I think that's a great gift that we can give our kids. So when I went into Fermanagh College, I was there for 5 years. I was teaching. So that's where I met my head chef. And yeah, the rest is history. I have a great relationship. So I know what it is to teach and work with young people, you know, to nurture them, to encourage them. That's so important nowadays. You won't hold on to staff. And I learned that from my parents. Treat your staff like family, like we're 35 years open. Never did I think, like last night I came up to Dublin and we had 58 for dinner, like on a Wednesday night, same Tuesday night. We have such a consistent business when businesses are really struggling.
Well, you see, the curse of Nevin is that Kathy's listening to this and she's going to say, now you can cook. Now you can take one of Nevin's recipes if they're so easy for you.
Would you say, you're lucky. You have a great woman at home, Kathy. She's a fantastic cook. And, you know, I hope people enjoy this book because for me, it's about creating memories. When we eat together as a family, that's a beautiful gift.
Nevin Maguire, the new book is called Eat Out at Home. It's available everywhere, published by Gill Books. Very, very handsome book. Nevin, happy Christmas
thank
to you.
And thank you too, very Pat. Much for Thanks joining again, us. As always.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.